In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Good morning. It's great to be with you on the first Sunday in Advent. And it's New Year's Day for Christians, the first day of our liturgical calendar. And so this morning I'd like to look at the collect for the first Sunday in Advent and reflect on some of the themes that it gives us for thinking about what the purpose of this season is all about. If you notice, right under the collect in italics, it has this rubric that says this collect is to be repeated every day after the other collects in Advent until Christmas Day. So we see that we're going to keep returning back to this collect over and over, and it really introduces some key themes that show us what the season of Advent is about. The first one that I'd like to talk about is this line where it says, "Now in the time of this mortal life in which thy Son, Jesus Christ, came to visit us in great humility." And so, of course, this is the main theme of Advent, that we're waiting for the coming of Christ at Christmas, the incarnation, where the eternal Son of God takes on humanity for our sake. And so this is something I think about Advent that really goes against the grain for the secular calendar. Because for the liturgical calendar, we're supposed to be spending this time preparing ourselves to joyfully celebrate the incarnation at Christmas, whereas in the secular calendar, from Black Friday up until Christmas, it's just this frantic dash to shop for all the presents you need to get and decorate the house and bake and all these other family traditions that you have to do. And then by the time Christmas rolls around, you're exhausted and just ready for New Year's. But in the liturgical calendar, we have this season for preparing ourselves for the celebration of Christmas. And then Christmas Day is just the first day of Christmastide. So it's not like once we're done unwrapping our presents, then we can just move on. But it's really the first day of the party is Christmas. And then related to this theme of waiting for Christ's coming at Christmas, it goes on to say that in the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge both the quick and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal. And so here we see that as Christians, we're sort of in an analogous position to Jewish people and, you know, leading up to the first century who are waiting for the Messiah, that we're waiting for the Messiah's second coming. So tied to this theme of waiting for Christ's first coming in Christmas is this theme that really characterizes all of the Christian life, but is especially pertinent here in Advent, that we're waiting for Christ's second coming. Now, sometimes this can be a hard thing for us if we sort of associate the second coming of Christ with these sort of very confident theories that a lot of people come up with that sort of correspond verses in Revelation to current events today and have really exact predictions for when the second coming is going to happen. But if you think about it, that really goes against what Scripture's teaching about the second coming. Christ says that nobody knows the day or the hour of his return. And so throughout our Christian life, we should always be prepared that Christ could be coming back any minute now. We should try to be presenting ourselves and living in such a way that if Christ returns right now, we're going to be ready for him. And so in this season of Advent, we should be preparing ourselves for Christ's second coming. And then the start of the collect tells us how we can do this. It says, "Almighty God, give us grace that we may cast away the works of darkness and put upon us the armor of light." So if you look at our liturgical colors for the season of Advent, you notice that it's purple, like the season of Lent. So it's a penitential season. And of course, we should be repenting throughout the entire year. It's not something that we just do during Advent and Lent. But there's a specific focus on it during these seasons, that we're really focused on examining ourselves and seeing what things in our life are going against God's will for us. And then we should also be taking on new spiritual disciplines to get ourselves ready for the celebration of Christmas. And so here we see both the negative side, that we may cast away the works of darkness, and then the positive side, that we put upon us the armor of light. And so this is also reflected in our epistle lesson from Romans, where Paul gives some examples from the Ten Commandments of negative commands, like thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, and so on. And then he also talks about like not walking and rioting and drunkenness and so on. But then he also gives positive examples, like walking in honesty and loving thy neighbor as thyself. So here we see that this sort of self-examination and repentance has both negative and positive aspects. But one risk as we go into this penitential season is that we turn our focus away from God and onto ourselves, that we're just trying to make ourselves better people by our own strength. So it's important that in this first line of the collect, it doesn't say, "Almighty God, we're going to try our best that we may cast away the works of darkness, but Almighty God, give us grace that we may cast away the works of darkness." So as we're going into this penitential season, We're preparing ourselves to joyfully celebrate Christ's return, but also we're trusting that he's going to be the one to make us into the kind of people who are ready to celebrate his birth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.